You may be wondering why anyone would want to devote an hour-long program, on public radio no less, to the A word. What kind of twisted mind dreamed up an entire hour on a word we're not really supposed to say on air? This might be a good moment to introduce today's producer, Doug Gordon.
A few months ago, I came across a quotation from the writer William Gibson. Quote, "Before you diagnose yourself with depression or low self-esteem, first make sure that you are not, in fact, just surrounded by assholes." End quote. Actually, it turns out Gibson didn't say that. A guy named Stephen Winterburn did. Gibson just retweeted it. But my point is, that quote really resonates with me. Because I, along with several of North America's leading psychiatrists and mental hygienists, have diagnosed me as suffering from both depression and low self-esteem. But what if I don't really suffer from depression and low self-esteem? What if my problems are a direct result of the fact that I am surrounded by assholes? This could mark a real turning point in my life. Maybe I'm not really a suicidal candy ass after all. Maybe it's not too late for me to renounce my existential ways and pursue my goals and dreams. Of course, first I have to come up with some goals and dreams, but one thing at a time. All I have to do is stop surrounding myself with these assholes. But hold on a second. I'm a loner. I keep to myself. I'm hardly ever surrounded by anybody, let alone assholes. That can only mean one thing. I am the asshole? This would explain the incessant caterwauling of the inner voices in my head.
Cause you're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. I'm an asshole, you're an asshole, you're an asshole, yes, yes. I'm an asshole.
So what should I do about this? Do I embrace my assholism, or do I try to reform? Is there some kind of 12-step program? Assholes Anonymous? My name's Doug, and I'm an asshole. I just looked online, and there is an Assholes Anonymous. I better sign up, and I'll start attending meetings, and hopefully I'll be able to rid myself of my assholish ways. And even if it doesn't work, and I continue to suffer from depression and low self-esteem, I'll have the perfect excuse. I'm surrounded by assholes. Spoken like a true asshole.
That's to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon.